弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
首先我谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
Foremost, I want to thank all the brothers and sisters for your prayers for us.
因为上个礼拜在泰国，我们连续发烧几天，停了一天以后又接着发烧。
Because in Thailand, when we were ministering there, we were actually falling into illness, and then I was in fever. We had to actually pause for a day, and then continue to serve, and still had a fever.
上个礼拜天主日讲到本来都不能讲了，因为半夜都起来泻肚子。
Last Sunday was very, very difficult. Probably I wasn't going to be able to speak because I got up and I had a bad stomach.
于是我们半夜两三点起来写祷告信给弟兄姊妹。
Sister Nancy, she woke up 2 a.m. in the morning over there and she wrote an email to all of us to ask us to pray.
但是非常谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告，我早上醒来烧也退了，肚子也好了。
I want to thank brother and sister for your wonderful prayers. In the morning as I woke up, my stomach was settled and my fever was gone.
本来他们不知道那个早上要怎么办的，我还是照样去讲道了。非常谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Didn't know what they were going to do that morning, but I did show up and I was able to minister and serve the brothers and sisters there.
神常常借着这些的遭遇教导我们很多属灵的功课。
And through these circumstances, the Lord often teaches spiritual lessons.
每一次都是一个属灵的征战。
And every time we realize it is a spiritual battle.
我们也很需要弟兄姊妹的保护。
And we need the protection of all the brothers and sisters.
非常谢谢。
And again, thank you so much.
不管你有没有祷告，谢谢。
Whether you pray for me or not, I want to say thank you.
今天我们继续今年很重要的主题。
And this morning we're going to continue with a very important topic.
今天我们讲到主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And our theme for the year is the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
因为我们发现这是一个非常普遍的问题，就是我们多年是基督徒，但是我们常常活在老旧的里面。
We discover that this is a very common problem that we've been a Christian for so many years, but so often we discover that we're still living in the old life.
我们有很多的传统，很多的做法，很多的规矩。
We have a lot of traditions, a lot of ways of doing things, and a lot of rituals.
不是说这些不好。
Not to say these things are bad in themselves.
而是不在圣灵里的话，这些的东西就失去了它的价值。
But if they are not in the Holy Spirit, then they have lost their value.
如果不在基督里来这么做的话，它就失去了 spiritual reality.
And the things that are done, if they're not done in the Holy Spirit, then we lose the spiritual reality.
神在乎属灵的实际，神在乎真实。
God cares about spiritual reality. God cares about truth.
所以我们不仅仅要脱离很多这些旧有的死沉的。
And so not only do we need to depart from the old, the things that are dead.
一个更严重的是，我们需要脱离这个自己，我们肉体所带给我们的捆绑。
But more importantly, we need to depart from ourselves and the bondage of this flesh that we have brought to ourselves.
所以我不在的这三个礼拜已经讲了很多的脱离了哈，大家应该更属灵一点。
And I know these past 3 weeks there have been many, many messages about freedom, and I think all of us should be a little more spiritual.
考你们一下，上礼拜是脱离什么
？Last Sunday, what are we being freed from?
脱离捆绑和 addiction
addiction and bondages, right?
我觉得吕少昌院长讲得太客气了，没有直接碰到我们的问题。
I think oftentimes as we share these topics, we're too polite, we don't come right to the problem.
很多的时候在我们身上的捆绑远超过这些外面所说的不自由。
A lot of the bondages that is real in our lives and our soul is, surpasses the lack of freedom that we see outwardly.
甚至已经到了很严重的地步了。
As, sometime even to the point of it's very severe.
所以我希望当我们一个题目一个题目经过的时候，
And I pray, brothers and sisters, as we go from one topic to another,
它在我们身上带来真正的拯救和释放。
We pray that it will really bring about salvation, true salvation and true freedom.
不然我们听了这么多道，这些不过叫我们自高自大，以为我都懂了。
Unless we hear all these words and we feel we get more prideful, thinking I know all this already.
但是我们缺少真正的被 transform, 被主改变。
But we lack that true transformation, the true change from the Lord.
今天早上我们要讲脱离骄傲。
And this morning we're going to talk about freedom.From pride.
我自己觉得我是最不配讲这个题目的。
And I feel that I'm the least person that is qualified to speak on this topic.
好像一个秃了头的人在这里卖生发剂。
As someone who is bald and trying to sell an ointment for growing hair.
一个这么骄傲的人去告诉弟兄姊妹不要骄傲。
A person of pride would come and tell brothers and sisters, don't be prideful.
更严重的是我原来以为我不骄傲。
But the more severe problem is that I thought I wasn't very prideful.
那我觉得这也是一个很严重的问题。
And I think that in itself is a very serious problem.
就是很多时候我们不觉得骄傲是一个这么严重的罪。
And a lot of time we don't think pride is a serious sin.
我们觉得犯罪很严重。
We think sinning, oh, those are very important
stuff. 但是我们把骄傲当作人不过只是一个天性就是了。
But pride, we treat it as human nature.
有的时候骄傲还很舒服的。
A lot of time when we're prideful, it feels kind of comfortable.
你看我开 Benz, 你开 Toyota.
Oh, look, I'm driving a Benz, you're driving a Toyota.
所以骄傲的时候其实很舒服的。
And it actually feels pretty good when we're
in the
moment of being prideful. We won't hate it.
但是我们如果今天早上我们真正从圣经的角度来真认识骄傲这回事的话。
But this morning, if we truly come to understand pride through scripture,
我相信我们会从里面怕他
We would discover that we would actually begin to fear pride.
因为他带给我们太可怕的伤害和破坏
Because it will bring about dreadful harm and destruction into our lives.
摩安德烈说、
Brother Andrew Murray said,
他有一本书很有名叫做谦卑 Humility.
And there's a book that he wrote that's very famous, it's Humility.
他说骄傲所带给我们的损失和伤害远比我们所想象的更大更近
He says the damage and the harm that pride brings into our lives is far more greater than what we can imagine, it's far nearer than we can think of.
同样的，他说谦卑所带给我们的恩典和祝福远比我们所知道的更大更近。
And on the other hand, he also says that the grace that humility brings into our life is far greater and far nearer than we can imagine.
所以今天第一件事情，我们先从圣经的角度来看骄傲。
So this morning, from the scriptural standpoint, we're going to come and look at the issue of pride.
我在这里提到三件事情。
And I mentioned three things.
骄傲根本就是撒旦整个堕落的原因。
And pride, foremost, is the reason why Satan fell.
而且它也成了我们这个旧造生命的本质。
And it became the very nature of our old life.
然后也因着整个世界的诱惑，让它被强化。
It has been intensified through the temptations of the world.
所以我只列了三处圣经做代表，大家参考就是了。
So I only listed a few scriptures for you as reference for you to think about.
第一件事情是在以赛亚书十四章。
The very first portion of scripture is in Isaiah chapter 14.
十二节到十五节，我们同声念，中文念中文，英文念英文。
Verse 12 to 15, let's read it all together, regardless of the language we speak.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在？地上，你心里曾说：“我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。”接下来是以西结书二十八章十七节。你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。那弟兄姊妹，刚刚读的以赛亚书十四章跟二十八章都是在形容撒旦的。
We read Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. These verses are describing Satan.
是的，经文的上下文，一个是形容巴比伦，一个是形容推罗。但是解经家很多人都认为这里是在形容撒旦。
And through the context of scripture, we know that the first portion was talking about Babylon, but we know that a biblical scholar says that these verses are describing Satan.
所以你们读英文就知道，明亮之星，早晨之子讲 Lucifer。
And again, the word Lucifer comes.Out to us very clearly in the English translation.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这些经文的时候，你有没有注意到有一个东西重复出现
？Have you discovered something keeps repeating through these verses?
我要，我要，我要，我要，他一直讲了五次。
The words "I will, I will, I will" is repeated five times.
所以我们知道，骄傲整个的源头就是自我的膨胀。
And the source of pride is the exaltation of self.
自我的高抬。
I want to exalt myself.
而撒旦高抬到一个地步，他说他跟至高者同等。
And Satan has exalted himself to the point where he says, "I want to be as high as the Most High."
哦，这是一个太可怕的亵渎。
And this is a dreadful
当他在这里讲我要我要我要的时候，一个然而，神就把他给摔到地上来了。
He keeps saying I will, I will, I will, and then the word yet.
啊，弟兄姊妹，让我们第一件看到说，骄傲其实不是一件小事情。
And we discover pride is not a small thing.
它根本就是撒旦的本性。
It is the very nature of Satan himself.
而这个本性因着人类的堕落。 犯罪进到人的里面来。
And because of the fall of man, this nature has entered into the nature of man.
所以骄傲今天是撒旦在我们身上的 一把钥匙一样，它可以自由进出我们的生命。
So pride is as if Satan has a key that he can enter freely into our lives.
它可以非常隐藏的、不知不觉的在这里控制我们。
He could come in a very hidden way and control us from that mode.
它借着骄傲。叫我们得罪神
and through pride that we may offend God.
他借着骄傲叫我们伤害别人
and through pride that we may hurt others.
等一下我们也会看到他借着骄傲根本就是在这里羞辱我们这个人
and we'll come to see that through pride he's actually trying to humiliate us.
我们以为骄傲是我被高抬了
and we think that in being prideful we are exalting ourselves.
等一下我们读完圣经你就知道骄傲叫我这个人被羞耻叫我这个人受到伤害
and then as we come to scripture you'll discover pride actually causes us to be shamed.
所以我们在这里看见第一件事情骄傲是撒旦整个堕落的原因
and first and foremost we see that pride is the reason and the source of Satan's fall
你不要以为骄傲只是我的本性那有什么 not a big deal
I don't think pride is just my nature it's not a big deal
哦，它是太可怕的一件事情它因为它跟撒旦直接连接
but it is very dreadful because it's directly correlated with Satan himself
这是撒旦在我们身上工作的一个管道
and it's the channel where Satan can work in our lives
这撒旦手中握着我们的 一把钥匙它可以自由的进出的
and it's a key that he holds within his hand as if he can enter into our lives freely.
第二件事情我们看见他成了我们旧造的本性。
And secondly, we want to see how it became the very nature of our creation.
在提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3.
保罗在这里提到末后的日子。
Paul comes and starts mentioning about the last days.
在末后的日子人这个旧造的本性罪性得到充分的发挥。
The sin nature of man is now allowed to just move very, very freely and enlarged.
经过了这么几千年来，撒旦在这里一直在这里帮助我们发挥、刺激我们的这个罪性。
For thousands of years, Satan has been there to help the human race to cultivate the sin nature.
到了越后面。
And towards the end days,
这些罪性所带来的伤害对世界的影响，保罗是用危险的日子来形容。
The harm and the danger that these sin nature would bring about into the world, Paul calls these perilous days.
NIV 翻译作是 terrible times.
And again, NIV says these are terrible times.
NASB 或是其他的翻译叫做 difficult times.
And we'll see in other translation these are difficult times.
它非常恐怖的，非常艰难的日子。
These are horrific.And difficult times.
而他在这里形容这个末后的这些特征的时候
，And when he described these significance of the end days,
在他所列的这二十项里面
，And of the 20 things that he's mentioned,
排行榜前五名
，The very first five,
第一个个人专顾自己
，That a man will be lovers of themselves.
你发现没有一个时代像今天这个时代人这么自私的
，And people will be very selfish, only care about themselves.
Postmodern 也在讲 self-centered, 完全都是自我。
And no generation before us have we ever discovered that man is so self-centered.
虽然历代的人都贪财，没有一个时代像今天这样向前看。
As throughout generations, people loved money, but today, in our days, people loved money.
然后你发现排行榜的三四五，其实包括第六。这四个全跟骄傲发生关系。
And the third to the fifth and even the sixth, all these things have something to do with pride.
在这里提到，他说自夸。
Are they boasters?
狂傲。
Are they proud?
谤读。
They're blasphemers.
第六个讲到违背父母，就是 disobedient to parents.
And the sixth one was not listed in your outline, but disobedience to parents.
全部跟骄傲发生关系。
These all have something to do with pride.
更不要说后面十六、十七，自高自大，那更是也是直接讲到骄傲。
Not to say that they exalt themselves. These things certainly talks about pride.
所以你就发现末后的特点，这么多的特点里面，骄傲占的绝大部分了。
You discover the characteristics of the things that are described of the last days. Pride.Takes a very good proportion of it.
所以我们在主的面前，我们一定要很重视我们骄傲的问题。
So we need to be very serious before the Lord concerning the issue of pride.
我们不能够客观的去讨论它。
And we can't objectively just talk about it.
我们必须很谦卑的承认，主啊，我真是一个骄傲的人。
But very humbly we come before the Lord, acknowledge, Lord, I am a prideful person.
第三个，他因了世界的诱惑而被强化。
And thirdly, because of the temptation of the world, this issue of pride is intensified.
我相信没有一个时代像今天这个时代这么先进的啊。
And I trust that no generation before us are as as a modernist we are today.
物质的享受，世界的诱惑，各式各样的快乐，那没有一个世代比得上今天的。
The enjoyment of the physical world, the pleasures of the world, I don't think any generation before us can compare with what we have today.
我到北京去看紫禁城，看那些皇帝皇后住的房间，我一点不羡慕。
I went to Beijing and I got a chance to visit the places the Imperial Palace.And I actually did not esteem the places they live.
你说哪里比得上我们
？How can it compare to where we live today?
光那个弹簧床就比不上我们。
Just compare the beds that we sleep in. They can't compare with the soft bed and the nice bed that we have.
它有抽水马桶吗？它有空调吗
？Does he have plumbing, a nice bathroom or air conditioning system?
它有汽车吗
？Does he have a car?
我们今天多神奇，什么都有。
We have everything today.
但是也就是因为世界多了这么多东西，我们有很多东西来刺激我们的罪性发挥。
And I believe because of all these things that we possess today, they actually stir us, stir on, and help us to express the sin nature.
而且骄傲是跨越种族、年龄、性别、贫富、尊贵，任何的人都有份的。
And pride is something thatEveryone partakes of, regardless of culture, background, education, anything that we are different from.
他们说小孩子学龄前的小朋友，就是 preschool 的。
Kids who are preschool.
他们在家里面平均一个月看多少电视广告，你们知道吗
？Do you know on average how much commercials do they actually watch at home?
我这个数目字已经是五年前的了，现在恐怕包括 internet 更多了。
These numbers are from 5 years ago. I think because of the internet, I think the number's probably gone up.
你猜猜看
？You want to take a guess？
你们家小孩大概不看电视。
Brother Sam means kids are not allowed to watch TV。
这是例外的，好，难怪数字稍微低了一点，不然应该更高的。一个小孩平均一个月看10,000个电视广告。
On average, a preschool kid watches about 10,000 commercials per month.
所以他从小就被这些名牌、明星、名模塑造的。
And he is being cultivated, being shaped by famous people, the name brands, and things of value.
他什么都要好的。
And he wants everything that is the best.
什么都要名牌的。
And everything he wants name brand.
我不是说不能穿名牌。
I'm not saying we can't wear anything that is name brand.
我上次讲到已经跟你们讲的，一个衣服贵不贵是在乎你的气质，不在乎名牌。
And I shared with some of you last time, the value of the shirt that you wear has nothing to do with the price tag, but who you are.
我那天讲完道的时候，我正好那天穿基甸衣服。
And that day after I preached the message, I was wearing this particular shirt.
完了，有人就要挑战我，他说：“于弟兄，你这件衣服是不是$200？”
And somebody had challenged me and came up to me and said, "Pastor, you, does your shirt cost $200?"
我说：“你只要猜到了，我一定送你一件。
”I said, "If you guess the price, I will give you one."
9块钱。
$9.
穿在我身上多有气质。
Look how expensive it looks when I'm wearing it.
对，弟兄姊妹不在乎那个。
Brothers, has nothing to do with the price tag.
但是你发现我们都在追求名牌。
You discover we're all pursuing the things that are a name brand.
如果很便宜买下来值得。
If it's fair, we get a good deal, we bought it, that's worthwhile.
但是不要为了 show off, 为了夸耀而去买它。
But don't buy it for the sake of showing off or to be boastful about it.
也不要看到别人卖名牌就定罪人家。
And don't look at others who are driving or wearing name brands and just condemn others.
都不在乎外面，在乎我们里面。
It has nothing to do with the outside, it has everything to do with the inside.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗知道怎样处丰富，知道怎样处贫穷。
So Paul says, I know when to be abased, I know when I am to be content, I am full.
因为这些东西摸不到他里面的。
Because these things outwardly cannot touch him on the inside.
我们出去宣教可以住得很简单的，就是真的就是草上放一块传单就睡在上面了。
And when we go on missionary fields, we could sleep literally on a stack of hay with just a sheet over it.
弟兄姊妹有可能接待我们到他们家睡很舒服的地方。
Or perhaps friends and sisters will receive us into their house where their beds are actually very comfortable.
那些不是重要的问题。
Those things are not important.
世界是在里面的。
The world is something that is on the inside.
不是在外。It's
not on the outside.
所以保罗在这里，不是，老约翰在这里讲说，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
So John tells us, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father will not be in him.
而世界上的事，像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
And all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life,
乃是从世界来的。
Not of the Father, but is of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我讲一个 statement。
So, brothers and sisters, if I make a statement today,
骄傲会让我不爱神,
a pride can cause me not to love God.
我们可能一听会觉得为什么这两个有关?
And we listen to this statement, we say, why do these two things are related to one another?
弟兄姊妹,你这句话有没有 register 进去? 骄傲会叫我们不爱主。
A pride can cause me not to love God. Did it register in you?
可能我们很少这样去想它。
Perhaps very seldom will we think of it this way.
但是老约翰的这句话就是这样。
But John, his words, this is exactly what he's saying.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone who loves the world, then the love of the Father will not be in him.
所以我们以为爱世界只是吃好的、穿好的、用好的。
And we think loving the world is just to enjoy, to eat well, to live well, and the things on the outside.
但是老约翰告诉我们，不仅仅肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，包括了今生的骄傲，这都是世界。
So John says, not just the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, but also the pride of life. That is also part of the world.
骄傲会让我不爱神，让我爱主的心出去了。
So pride would cause me to depart from the love of God, that my heart would run away from Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要从这圣经的角度来看什么叫骄傲。
So again, we need to look at pride from a scriptural standpoint.
我在说骄傲不像犯罪那么明显，会我们会怕它。
And I again say pride is not like a typical sin where it is so obvious that we're dreadful of it.
它几乎是 building 在我们的生命里面，我们不自觉的就有骄傲出来。
But it says pride is coded within us. We don't even know it, but it's inside of us.
我们要不要大家一起来举例子，哪些叫骄傲？
You guys.Should we start listing examples of what is pride?
我虽然到了耳顺之年，但是我的耳朵很不顺，我常常听不清楚啊。
I'm coming to the age where I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yeah, 所以我听不清楚，你们前排的帮我讲清楚一点哈。大家有没有人？什么叫骄傲？一次一个。
Brothers and sisters,
举手讲好吧。
Everybody,
勇敢，哪里能知道骄傲？你讲。
不愿意被纠正。
不愿意被纠正。太好了。
Don't want to be corrected. Wonderful.
哦，这是今天很严重的问题。
It's a serious problem today.
我们被纠正，我们都不舒服。其实都是我们讲到我们的骄傲。
When we are being corrected, we feel very uncomfortable immediately.
还有没有？
Speaks of pride.
论断人，非常好哈。你会论断别人，因为你觉得你比他好。
We judge others because we feel that we're better than others.
这种 superior 的这种 feeling 就是一个骄傲。还有没有？
Sense of superiority.
自以为意、啊、自己认为自己不错，很好、啊、
Self-righteousness.
非常好。还有没有？不肯顺服，太好了。好
Not willing to obey.、
啊、这个 不光是对父母亲，所有不肯顺服的其实 都是。我记得以前有个传道人讲，他说他最怕听见弟兄姊妹、啊、他请他做什么事，做什么服事，他就说我没有这个感动。
And disobedience is not just an issue with mom and dad, but just not obeying in general.And one of the brothers has shared that one of the things that he feared most was that when he asked someone to do something, this person would say, I don't have the move to do it.
那要求他什么？他说我没有这个感动，把主搬出来。
Whatever he is asked to do something, he would bring forth the Lord and say, the Lord didn't move me to do it.
好为人师，哎呀，这个是太严重的问题哈。
What does that mean?
是喜欢当别人的老师，喜欢 teacher.
Oh, okay. Someone who loves to be a teacher.
你知道有人做过统计哈，当别人在跟你讲话的时候，一般人大概等了多少多久以后，马上就要回答，就要给建议，给 advice。
Someone has done a research. Someone is talking to you. How long do the general public wait before the listener gives an advice to the person that is speaking?
James, 别人来请教你的时候，你一般多少秒就回答了？
James, how long do you
wait? 我不应该讲多少秒，就已经露出答案来了。啊
，right away,
马上就回答。他们说平均17秒。
On average, 17 seconds before the listener actually jumps to a response.
我们没有试着去了解问题，进入感觉，我们就一副专家已经给意见。
But we don't take the time to listen and to understand the situation, and as an expert, we jump right in.
啊、
不需要神、
哦、不需要神、啊、这是更严重的哈 对神都不知道谦卑的
This is a serious problem not even feeling like I need God
自以为是自己认为都是对的然后这个弯曲 很流行的一个问题，就是很多人游走众教会，而他们来的时候都要改造这个教会，因为他们认为他们的是对的。
We often feel like we're the one that is right. One of the problems in the Bay Area is there's a lot of movement among brothers and sisters in churches. And every time someone moves within a new church, their notion is, I want to change this church because I feel that I'm right.
我们九三年刚开工的时候，很多英雄好汉跑来。就说为什么你们每个礼拜播饼，应该一个月一次就够了。
1993, we started a church here in Cupertino, and there were some heroes among us that showed up and said, why do you guys break bread every Sunday? Once a month is more than enough.
Okay, 还有没有？不敬畏神、yeah.
No fear of God.
这个真正的谦卑 是一定要认识我在受造我在造物者面前 I'm nothing 我一无所有我一无所事这是真的谦卑
Humble is one who acknowledges that he is nothing before the creator
所以我们不敬畏神聚会随随便便进进出出迟到要来就来不来就不来都是说到我们不敬畏神
So very casually we talk we come in and out we come late to services all speaks of our attitude towards us not fearing God not respecting God
西藏有人 来美国留学进到我们教会吓坏了他说你们是这样子敬畏神的
西藏
就是Tibet.
Tibet. There was someone from Tibet that came and they actually had a chance to come to our church and they looked at the way we got together and he said, this is the way you worship God? He was shocked.
Oh, 他们对喇嘛敬拜不得了的。
And they were very respectful to the lamas.
啊，好，我们再有没有？寻求人的夸奖和荣耀，这真的是哈，很在乎人家夸奖。
When we really care about the praise and the accolades from others.
啊，喜欢听到掌声。
We like to hear applause.
然后很怕听到别人对别人的掌声。
And we even become fearful of someone clapping for someone else.
那心里不舒服。
And then we feel uncomfortable.
扫罗原来好好的，听到了大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千，他就完了。
Saul was fine, but when he heard the phrase, David slew his 10,000s andand saw his thousands, he was undone.
他整个余生只有一件事情，就是杀大卫。
So for the rest of his life, he has had one objective, is to kill David.
就这么少。
Anyone else? That's it?
不愿意道歉。
Unwilling to say I'm sorry.
这是姊妹们比较受苦受得多的。
Our sisters here, they know this very well.
弟兄们很不愿意讲说这个 I'm sorry 或是我错了
这是弟兄们的 They suffer much because we as brothers we don't like to say the words I'm sorry
所以这种男性的自尊其实都是骄傲对不对
This male chauvinist the sense of, it's a sense of pride
啊，那个姊妹看不起弟兄觉得弟兄不属灵弟兄达不到标准姊妹也是骄傲
Sisters when you look at your brother and you say your brother is not to a particular standard I would tell you that's also pride
难怪我们教会弟兄多，因为我有常常帮弟兄们说话。
Yeah, 还有没有？ God.
对，这个
种族歧视，
种族歧视是哈、啊，真的是。
Racism, yes.
啊，或是你看到有人穿比你差，用比你差，比你穷，比你教育程度差。你会有一种不知不觉的优越感，或是看不起，这都是骄傲。
A sense of a self-exaltation when you look at someone who doesn't dress as nicely, who's not as educated as you are.
讲到这里，我插出去，特别对你们这些 A B C 提醒一下。
A reminder for all of you who are born here in America.
永远不要笑你爸妈的英文不好。
Don't laugh at your parents'poor English.
因为你爸妈从来不笑你中文不好。
Because your parents never laughed at how lousy your Chinese is.
那你如果觉得你爸妈的英文不好，你试着用中文跟他讲一篇道。
And if you think your mom and dad's English is not so good, try say a message or something to your parents in Chinese without interruptions.
你就讲一篇道，就如何谦卑，弄中文讲。
And use Chinese to give them a message on how to be humble.
然后也叫你爸妈用英文讲一篇如何谦卑。
And then you ask your parents to speak the same message in English.
看看你能不能听得懂爸妈，然后爸妈能不能听得懂你。
Let's see if they can understand what you said and if you can understand what they said.
我想我们就会谦卑很多。
And then I think all of us would be much more
humble. 我二十多年前有一个妈妈很伤心，她说我的儿子笑我的英文，说在跟印第安人讲话一样。
About 20 years ago, a mom was very sad, and she said my kid was mocking me and laughing at me. Said that the way I speak, I sound like I'm an Indian.
所以她都不敢讲话了。
So all of a sudden, she just froze up. She wasn't there to speak.
这种儿子都应该叫来骂一骂的。
These sons need to be scolded, need to be brought forth.
父母亲要求，父母亲讲什么，我们里面就不想听，这都是骄傲。
Mom and dad have some requirements on us, ask us to do something, and we immediately say, I don't want to listen to it. Those are all pride.
还有没有别的？
Anything else?
目中无人，这跟刚刚讲的那个有点像哈。目中无人也是更严重的。Robert, 对不起。他说什么？
不把凡事交在神手里面。
哦，不把凡事交，这是很属灵的哈，非常好。
Brother Robert is very spiritual. Yeah, we don't yield everything into God's hands.
真的，这都是骄傲。
These are all signs of pride. 给牧师打分，听讲道的时候。
哦，这太骄傲了。这个真的太骄傲了哈。
We score the person speaking, our pastors, as they're sharing.
以前有一个年轻人
Pastor Hugh says this is indeed prideful.
有一个年轻人跑来找牧师讲道，他说牧师，我每次听你讲道，我就不想听，不晓得这是不是蒙召的印证。
There was a young man that came to a pastor that says, Pastor, every time I listen to you preach, I just don't want to listen to you anymore. Is it a sign of me being called to speak into ministry?
真的很严重，对不对？
This is a very serious problem, right?
还有没有？
Anything else?
偷窃神的荣耀，对，应该归荣耀给神，但是我们自己觉得是我带师带的好，是我恩师好，
Robbing
这是很严重， Lord, 非常好，非常好。
We think that we led the worship well, we served well.
还有没有？ Not reading the instruction manual.
不读那个 instruction manual.
哦，不读 instruction manual. 哦，我知道 Sam 是这种人。OK, 好啊，有很多的，那最后一个好了，不要再讲。不许。不听别人的话，这都是很多的问题。
Not heeding the words of others.
像 Brother Ernest 有一次来，他讲到我们这种不服输啊，他说孩子回来拿到 A 的话，就说 I got an A, 对不对？我得了一个 A。
Brother Ernie gave this analogy, an example that kids would come home and say, Look, I got an A.
如果拿到一个 C 的话，就说 She gave me a C, can you believe it? 他居然给了我一个 C。
If they brought home a C, their language changes. Can you believe she gave me a C?
那他们也做过调查，这种NBA 啦，或是这些足球明星，当他们打赢的时候，或是这些电影明星成就的时候，他们都认为是自己的才干跟自己的努力。
And they did a research among professional sports athletes. Whenever they succeeded, they always feel that it is their own gifting, their own hard work.
90%几都这么认为。
About more than 90% of the people feel.
当他们输的时候，别人赢的时候。
But when they lose and someone else, their opponents win.
他们就认为对方的运气好。
And they think that the other group they're lucky.
自己运气不好。
And we just didn't have the luck with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲了这么多以后。
But after we talked about all this.
我就是想让弟兄姊妹知道说，骄傲是一个不自觉就出来的东西。
And brothers, I want us to discover that pride is something that unknowingly it just comes out.
它 all the time, everywhere.
It comes out all the time and is everywhere.
我们如果真知道这是撒旦的本质。
And we know this is the very nature of Satan himself.
这是撒旦在我们身上一个破坏的一个管道。
And we know that this is a channel for him to destroy our lives.
让我们得罪神不能讨神喜悦的原因。
For us to offend God, to bring us to the place where we can no longer be pleased by God.
让我们造成伤害。
That we may bring about harm to others.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真从这些角度看的时候，我们就不敢这么。
Brother, when we look at pride from these particular areas, then we do not lightly despise the issue of pride.
更何况底下我在这里提到了几个神憎恶而且阻挡骄傲的人。
And then point B, God abhors and resists the proud.
圣经上关于这方面的经文很多，我在这里只列了一些。
I only listed a few, but there are tons of scripture concerning this issue.
凡心里骄傲的，为耶和华所憎恶。第一个。
Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord.
神根本恨恶这样子的人。
God abhors, God hates.Such a people.
我相信我问弟兄姊妹，谁愿意讨神喜悦？大家都举手。
If I ask brothers and sisters who wants to be pleasing to the Lord, I trust everyone will raise their hands.
可是我们却没有想到，我们的骄傲是神所厌恶的。
But we do not come to the realization that our pride is something that the Lord abhors.
不仅仅不能满足他，是他所讨厌的。
Not only does it not satisfy God, but God hates it.
第二个，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Secondly, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神根本挡着我们。
And God will resist you.
神不容许我们这个样子。
And God will not allow you to continue that way.
第三个。
And thirdly,
他说耶和华保护诚实人，但是足足报应行事骄傲的人。
The Lord will destroy the house of the proud.
不是骄傲就骄傲而已，神不管的，神要报应的。
And the Lord will destroy the very person that is prideful.
其实刚才读的箴言十六章第五节， 我把后半拿掉了，我后来有点后悔。他后半就说，就算他们联手，也不能够免去神的刑罚。
And the second portion of this verse we have removed, but it says that even if they unite together, they cannot.
Without punishment,
avoid the punishment of God.
对，你就说你骄傲，神不光只是不喜欢，神要 punish 的。
It is not to say that
神要处罚的。
When you're prideful, that God just simply don't like it, but God will deal with it. God will punish it.
而且不仅仅处罚我们自己，管教我们是箴言十五章二十五节，耶和华必拆毁骄傲人的家。
Again, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud.
就是我的骄傲让我的家一起受亏损的。
And my pride could actually cause my household, my family to suffer harm.
箴言十六章十八节，我觉得我们每一个人都应该背哈。骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
This next verse we should all memorize. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
我觉得我每一次的失败跌倒，决定都跟骄傲多少是有关的。
I find and I discover every time I stumble, I fall, it has something to do with pride.
Billy Graham 说他每一次一骄傲的时候，神的管教一定到。
Brother Billy Graham says that every time he's prideful, he discovered that the discipline of God comes immediately.
他比我们太有骄傲的本钱了，每一个总统都跟他是朋友，在全世界这么大的影响。但是他说他每一次一骄傲的时候，神的管教马上来。
He's got more reason to be proud than any of us here. But every time he says he discover that he's prideful, that the discipline of God comes immediately.
骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Again, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
圣经上这些好王，乌西亚王、西西家王，都是好的不得了的王。
The King Uzziah and Hezekiah, they're all great kings.
但是非常可惜的，都在晚年的时候，圣经上直接说他们骄傲。
But sadly, the scripture tells us that at the latter days of their reign, it was because of pride. They 给
自己带来的惩罚，给国家带来的伤害。
And they brought about discipline not only their own lives, but also suffer loss to their own nation.
口中骄傲如杖折打己身，这个英文比较读不出来。那中文就是说，你的骄傲就是用杖打自己。
A particular version in the English translation, a fool's proud talk.Becomes a rod that beats himself.
那我想我们很少这么想的。
And we seldom think this way.
拿棍子打自己，我们自己一定有感觉的，不愿意打得重。
If we pick up a rod and we spank ourselves, we know that we're hitting ourselves, so we won't hit very hard.
但是圣经上说，我口中说骄傲的话的时候，我就像杖打自己。
But the scripture tells us that when I speak with proud words, it's as if I'm picking up a rod and I'm beating myself.
这骄傲来，羞耻也来。
When pride comes, then comes shame.
所以骄傲跟羞耻是双胞胎一样一起的。
And pride and shame, they're like twins. They come together.
所以我刚刚一开始我就说了，很多的时候骄傲我们很舒服，我们不觉得它不好。
A lot of time, as I shared earlier, when we are prideful, we feel very comfortable. We don't think anything particularly wrong about it.
当我们在骄傲在得意的时候
，And when we are in that moment of being very proud and feeling very good,
其实正在显出我们的丑陋。
And it's actually revealing how
正好是我们的羞耻。
It is at the very moment we discover how shameful we are.
他们说孔雀开屏的时候，最骄傲的时候，他其实屁股露出来。
And they say the peacock when he displays his feathers, when he's most proud, he's actually the time when his butt is exposed.
而且他在那里展现自己美丽的时候，是他最危险的时候，因为他来不及飞。
And when he displays his splendor, is actually the most dangerous times for him because he can no longer fly.
所以骄傲带来这么多可怕的事情。
So pride would bring about all these dreadful things.
所以你刚刚把圣经上这边讲的这些话为神所憎恶，这个神一定要惩罚，而且带来羞耻，这个败坏跌倒。弟兄姊妹，你把这些列出来，你就晓得这是我骄傲得到的结果。
And you look at all the things that's been listed, how God hates it, and how God will resist us and how God will destroy the house of the proud, you discover when we are prideful, these are the conclusions and the consequences of our pride.
我相信第一件事情就在我们里面产生一个我再也不敢轻看我的骄傲了。
And the very first response, I think, is that I should no longer despise the issue of pride.
它不仅仅不为神所祝福
now,
甚至为神所厌恶神必要管教。
Not only is it not blessed by God, but God abhors it,And God will discipline us when we're prideful.
而且他不为人所喜悦。
And it's not pleasing unto man.
他带来的尊敬。
And it brings about competition.
你看现在光为的小孩子，多少父母亲在尊敬中。
And just for their kids, we discover a lot of parents are competing, right?
我们上哪个学校，穿什么衣服，做什么事情，怎么样，成绩如何，表现如何 ，talents 哦，我们通通都在这里在乎这些。
What school our kids go to? What they wear? Their talents? How they're displayed?Parents care so much about these things.
但是我不是说这些都一定是在骄傲里面做的。
I'm not necessarily saying that all these things are done in pride.
但是它容易启发尊敬。
But there helps cultivate and to raise up pride.
那其实孩子们最在乎的是爱里面的关系，他的性格，他跟神的关系。
And what we ought to care about most is his character, his relationship with God, our relationship with them.
所以，而且骄傲在这里，对自己的代价是太大的。
And the cost of pride is very severe for us.
对不起，这些败坏、这个折打、跌倒、羞耻、尊敬等等，都是他带来的结果。
And again, all the destruction, all the fall, and all the discipline that comes from the Lord are the results of pride.
好，所以当我们看完这些的时候
，And again, brothers, after we read these verses,
弟兄姊妹，我们也不要没有盼望。
I don't feel like we are without hope.
但是至少我们要警觉这件事情。
But at the same time, I'm saying we need to be alert.
甚至我们要怕，要恨恶我们的骄傲。
We need to be fearful, dreadful, and we need to hate the issue of pride.
因为常年下来，我们很多的祝福漏掉，我们在神面前不能够讨神喜悦，常跟骄傲发生关系。
And I would say many years because we can't hold fast to the blessings of the Lord.Lord, and these blessings are lost because of the issue of pride.
很多的时候，我们人际关系被破坏，夫妻之间、父母跟孩子之间，差不多也都照应于我们的骄傲。
And a lot of the relationship that is being destroyed between husband and wives, between children and their parents, a lot of time it is anchored on the issue of pride.
它带来的代价跟伤害是太大的，远超过我们所知道的。
And the price that we have to pay for pride is surpasses what we can imagine.
这是旧造。
This is the old creation.
但是我们今天在基督里，我们是新造的人。
But in Christ, we are a new creation.
哦，基督就是那最荣美的那一位啊。
Christ is the most beautiful one.
他跟撒旦是完全对比的。
He's a complete contrast to Satan.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒降卑，取到奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Being the form of God, he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself with no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant.
底下说的，他既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Becoming the likeness of man, and he humbled himself and humbled himself to the point of the death of the cross.
他一直降卑，一直降卑，一直降卑。
And he humbled and he humbled and he humbled himself.
而且圣经上说他自己降卑。
And the scripture says that he humbled himself.
他不是被逼的。
It is not because somebody forced him.
他不是被要求的。
Not because somebody required it of him.
他完全是甘心的，是主动的。
But willingly and proactively.
他就是那样子的降卑。
He humbled himself.
这是真正高贵的。
This is something, this is a life that is royalty.
这是真正值得钦佩的。
This is something that we ought to esteem.
他明明这么高
because he was really this high.
他从来不以那个为强夺的
but he did not consider robbery to be that high.
他宁可一直降，一直降，降到最低
He's willing to humble himself to the point at the lowest point.
低到最低，低到最低的罪人，他都可以服侍他
And to the point where he can serve the lowliest and the worst of sinners.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶稣的伟大
Brothers, this is how great Jesus is.
所以神不能不把他升为至高
And that's why God highly exalted him.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？这样子的一个人
Brothers, do you see such a
神忍不住，神不能不把他升为至高。
God says, "I have to elevate him. I have to raise him up."
当我们骄傲的时候
，When we are prideful,
神抵挡他。
God resists us.
神管教我们。
God will discipline us.
神甚至刑罚我们的家。
And God will even cause destruction come into our house.
神必须把我们降卑。
God must humble us.
神需要来败坏我们这个人。
God has to destroy that pride.
因为我们太骄傲了。
Because we are too prideful.
根本就是撒旦的彰显。
And we are we exemplify, we live out Satan himself.
根本就是撒旦的态度对神。
Our attitude towards God is the same attitude Satan had towards God.
我们不敬畏他。
We do not fear him.
我们不尊重他。
We do not esteem him.
我们那么随便。
We do things very casually.
我要去哪里就去哪里。
Wherever I want to go, I'll go.
我要做什么就做什么。
Whatever I want to do, I'll do it.
我要说什么就说什么。
Whatever I want to say, I'm going to say it.
我不想做，我就不做。
If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在神面前的骄傲。
Run to the These are our pride before God.
而耶稣他那么高贵，他全然降卑。
But Jesus, who is so glorious, so high, but he humbled himself.
他为我们撇下的所有的。
He left everything.
所以当他来到地上的时候，
he left everything for us and came into this world.
成为罪人的朋友。
And he became called the friends of sinners.
他把自己降得这么低微。
He humbled himself to such a place.
当门徒们在那里争谁是大的时候，他为他们洗脚。
When the disciples were arguing who was the greatest.He humbled himself and washed their feet.
当别人看到大麻风的时候，都要远离他的。
And when people see a leper, they want to run away from them.
耶稣却动了慈心，用手去摸他。
But Jesus, with a heart of compassion, reached out and touched them.
哦，多少的时候，他陪着那些有需要的人。
So often he would be alongside of those who have needs.
别人要拥他做王，他转身就走。
People want to push him up to the throne. He turns and he walks away.
因为他要的不是这些。
Because that's not what he wants.
他要在这里，就是带着卑微的生命在这里服侍人。
He came with that humble life to come and to serve.
所以他对他的门徒说，我心里柔和谦卑。
He says, I am gentle in heart. I'm humble and gentle in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take on my yoke and be like me.
弟兄姊妹，他不是在这里夸他自己谦卑。
He's not boasting of his humility.
他是希望他的门徒们能够跟随他的脚踪。
And he's hopeful that the disciples would follow the footsteps that he's left behind.
一起走在这条有福的路上。
That they too would walk in this blessed way.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主耶稣。
Brothers, this is our Jesus.
所以我们要常常去思想他的行径，从圣经里面去认识耶稣。
So oftentimes we need to think about the way Jesus lived his life.
保罗劝我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
To look at Scripture to know what is the heart and the mind of Christ.
所以保罗说，只要存心谦卑，要从心里面出来。
And the Lord, Paul says, come out of your heart, humble yourself.
不是只是外面有一些谦卑的表现。
Not just on the outside, there's some showing of humility.
我们中国人是礼仪之邦，就是非常注重这些外表的。
The Chinese culture, we focus a lot about our presentation, the things we do on the outside.
我相信我们今天讲完这个不要骄傲，要谦卑以后，我们会有很多谦卑的表现。
And I think after hearing this message, we'll walk away from this place and we'll have a lot of things that we'll do that will show that we are humble.
我希望有哈，如果连这个又没有的话，那我们真的没药救。
I pray that we would. If we don't, then we are hopeless.
但是我希望我们不是外面。
But I pray that it's not just the outward.
是要从里面出来。
It needs to come from the inside.
而要从里面出来。
And it's a flow from the inside.
只有一条路。
There's only but one way.
基督是没有办法借着模仿而来的。
Christ cannot be copied.
基督必须是他做我们的生命。
Christ has to be our life.
那必须是基督的替代。
It has to be the replacement of Christ.
必须真正的不再是我，是主，我才可能活出他的谦卑来。
It must truly be no longer I, but Christ, for me to truly live out the humility of Christ.
不然很多的时候，我们的谦卑都是人工，都是外功。
Or else, a lot of our showing of humility are our own efforts, the things of our own hands.
当环境挑战艰难大一点，我们就破功了。
When circumstances arise, when difficulties come, all of a sudden we discover we falter.
我们在那里忍耐的时候，我已经忍耐你八次了。
If we endure, I've endured your attitude for about 8 times already.
主啊，我原谅他七十个七次够吗
？Lord, I've forgiven him 70 times 7. Is that enough?
但是主耶稣说要原谅七十个七次，就是叫你不要再去算了。
The Lord told him 70 times 7 is stop counting.
那这真实的谦卑不需要算。
A true humility, you're not counting.
因为它从生命里面出来。
Because it's an overflowing of our life.
它是没办法算的。
It cannot be counted.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够真实的谦卑？我们必须要回到主的面前来。
The only way for us to truly be humble is when we come before the Lord.
要效法基督。
And we come and imitate Christ.
我们好好读主的话，让我们看看耶稣是怎样生活的。
We read the Scripture and come and examine Jesus how he lived his days.
然后以基督耶稣的心为心。
And then to have the mind of Christ.
以基督的生命为生命。
His life becomes our life.
这是我们唯一的出路。
This is our only way.
所以我们回到我们的主题经文，林后三章十七节到十八节。
林后，
哥林多后书三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
Yeah, 他说主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
The Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
他 set us free 的时候是 free from 不光是 from 这个仇敌 ，from 罪恶，也 from 我们的肉体。
He set us free not only from our enemies, sin, but also from our flesh.
当然包括我们的骄傲。
Of course, our pride is part of that.
只有主的灵来，只有依靠圣灵。
Only when the Spirit of the Lord comes, only through the Holy Spirit.
基督借着圣灵内住在我们里面。
Christ through the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
他也要成形在我们里面。
He needs to be formed in us.
从内住到成形，中间就是我们的变化。
From indwelling to being formed, this talks about our transformation.
就是讲到我们的长大成熟。
It talks about us growing unto maturity.
讲到我们在这里与主同死、与主同复活的过程。
That we have died with Christ and we were resurrected with Him, and this entire process.
当一个环境让你骄傲或者让你不能谦卑的时候
When you discover that the circumstances causes you to be prideful and you can no longer be humble
我们不是借着压制不是借着努力
It is not through suppression and through more efforts
我们借着转向主
It is through turning to the Lord
哦主耶稣
Oh Lord Jesus
我没有骄傲不是我没有谦卑
I don't have humility
我里里外外都是骄傲
I am prideful inside and out
弟兄姊妹承认自己有骄傲跟承认自己是一个骄傲的人还是有差别的。
Brothers and sisters, there's a difference between acknowledging that I have pride versus that I am a prideful person.
就跟我们说我们会祷告跟我是一个祷告的人是不一样的。
It is very different, just like for us to say, I know how to pray versus I am a praying person. It's very different.
教会也是这样教会是一个会祷告的教会跟是一个祷告的教会境界大不相同。
Just as if it's a church, for a church that knows how to pray versus a praying church, they are in two separate realms.
啊，弟兄姊妹，同样的，我承认我有骄傲，跟我承认我根本就是一个骄傲的人，这个是有不同的。
And it's vastly different for us to acknowledge that I have pride versus I'm a prideful person.
当我们真正从里到外的承认我自己是骄傲，而且是骄傲的。
When we through and through acknowledge that I am prideful, pride is me.
我们就会转向主。
Then we will turn to the Lord.
主就是那灵，他会叫我们得以自由。
The Lord is that spirit. He will cause us to be set free.
接下来他说我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照啊，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And then it says, as on veiled faces we behold the Lord, and we're being transformed. Beholding as in the mirror of glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
所以我决定相信我们每一次真实的去面对主，遇见主。
And I trust that every time we genuinely meet the Lord,
我这个人一定更降卑。
I am more humble.
我一定在主的面前更谦卑下来。
I am more humble before the presence of God.
如果一个人常常讲我们讲属灵的骄傲那个不叫真属灵
And when we sometimes talk, use the term spiritual pride I will tell you that it's not true spirituality
一个人越属灵他一定越谦卑
The more a person is spiritual the more humble he becomes
一个人越属灵他一定越柔和
The more spiritual a person is the more gentle he becomes
一个人越属灵他不会让别人去夸他什么而是说这个人真像主一样
And the more spiritual this person becomes People less praise him for what he's done, but they say he's more like Jesus.
别人碰到他会越来越少夸奖他这个人，而是觉得借着他我可以遇见神。
And people will less and less praise him, but they will come to the conclusion that through this person, I can come and meet the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面羡慕的。
Brothers, these are the things that we long for.
所以一个真正谦卑，他真的不会随便去批评别人，批评别的教会。
And it is true, a person who's truly humble, he doesn't casually criticize or a person or a particular church.
谦卑跟圣洁一样，都不是我们天性里面有的。
Humility and holiness is not within our nature.
是跟只有基督自己的。
It's only Christ Himself.
所以我们如果真知道骄傲是多么危险的一件事情。
And again, for us to truly understand how dangerous pride really is.
而且撒旦真的是借着他自由地进出我们的生命和我们的生活。
And Satan through pride.Enters in freely into our lives.
他比罪恶还要隐藏的在这里破坏我们。
It is more hidden than the issues of sin, but it's still destroying us.
让我们的生命里面有破口，几乎神的祝福都留不下来。
That there are holes in our lives, that the blessings of the Lord cannot be retained.
所以我们当我们真愿意脱离他的时候
，So when we truly and we are willing to depart from it,
我们才有可能脱离他。
Then it is possible for us to be depart.
最后我要结束到，我们一定要有盼望。
And lastly, I want to conclude. that we ought and we need to have hope.
知道基督的谦卑是决定我们可以活出来的。
That the humility of Christ is something that can be lived out by our lives.
不然他就不需要要求我们。
Or else he would not ask of it from us.
不然他为什么要这样子要求我们？
Why would he ask of it from us?
我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
I am gentle in heart. I'm lowly in spirit, gentle in heart. Take on my yoke.
如果他不我们不能活出来他为什么要把他的生命赐给我们
If we cannot live it out, then why would he give his life to us?
所以保罗说无论生无论死我要总叫基督在我身上照常显大因为活着就是基督
And so Paul says, whether by life or by death, Christ be magnified, for me to live, it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹我们一起谦卑地来转向主
And brothers and sisters, we all humbly come and turn to our Lord.
常让他充满我们
Ask him to fill us often.
让他的灵释放我们
Let his spirit release us.
也让他的灵来改变我们
And let his spirit transform us.
圣灵不仅是释放的大能
The Holy Spirit is not just the power that sets us free.
圣灵也是改变的大能
The Holy Spirit is also the power that transforms us.
消极上他一再地把我们从肉体骄傲里面释放出来
AndHe's continually releasing us from our flesh and our sin.
积极上，他让主的灵荣上加荣的在这里改变我们。
And actively, he is causing us to be moving on from glory to glory and transforming us to be more like Jesus.
我们请唱291首3、4、5、3节。
I will sing hymn 291, verses 3, 4, and 5. O Lord, to be like thee.
我们在说不是借着模仿。
I want to say it's not through copying Jesus,
而是借着他的替代
but through the replacement of Jesus himself.
我们唱三四五三节。
我要向你。
好，我们有一些祷告。
Let's pray together.
我希望开头的半分钟、一分钟，我们是个人安静在主的面前。
I spent about a minute that we personally can quietly come before the Lord.
我们都告诉耶稣说：“我需要你。”
Everyone come and tell Jesus, we need Jesus.
不仅仅我在困难、软弱、跌倒的时候，我需要你。
Not only difficulties and when I'm fallen and stumble, Lord, I need you.
Moment by moment, day by day, 我都需要你。
Amen.
你来替代我
Lord come and replace me
真的除掉致使我骄傲给我带来的伤害和瑕疵
Remove the bondage and the harm that pride brings into my life
完了以后请几位弟兄姊妹仍然顺着圣灵的感动简短的带我们祷告
Then we ask brothers and sisters short prayers we pray for God's church together
阿们
显明我们内在骄傲的本性
是的
主啊这是拦住我们来到你面前的拦路石
主啊
真的不只是光照我们耶稣的眼挪去我们的骄傲
阿们
好叫基督的温柔基督的谦卑好可以制作在我们的身上
阿们
我要感谢你的圣灵光照让我们看到我们不仅是有骄傲我们就是一个骄傲的人
是
的哇赦免我们
阿们
赐给我们悔改的心让我们回转向
是的
让我们主啊不仅仅是有一点点谦卑让我们就做一个谦卑的人
阿们
让我们常常的主啊怜悯你主啊因为我们的骄傲已经与你同定在十字架上我们这个骄傲的人已经与你同死了主啊就求你的谦卑在我们里面活因为我们没有一点谦卑就求你让我们主啊让我们教会就成为一个谦卑的教会
主是的早晨圣灵再一次来光照我们再一次看让我们看到我们里面碎心之处我们就有许多的骄傲这拦阻我们与你也拦阻于我们与周围同伴的关系就早晨再一次用你自己的荣记荣美用你自己的谦卑的生命来吸引我们使得你的心里柔和谦卑主你不仅仅你柔和谦卑你也呼召我们和你同负一轭因为你的轭是轻省的你的担子是容易的主要不再是在我们的旧皮囊上修修补补那是用你自己的生命来改变我们释放我们主我们谢谢你奉主耶稣基督的名
你没事说话的时候，你就来光照，也来医治我们。
Lord, every time you speak, you come to illuminate, you come to heal.
多少时候我们在黑暗中自己却不知道。
So often we are in darkness and we do not know it.
多少时候我们在你眼前是那样子的傲慢，但是我们却不知道。
So often before your presence, we are so prideful, but we do not realize it.
多少时候我们的骄傲和自大。也在这里带来了周围人的伤害。
And our pride and self-exaltation, we bring about harms to the people around us.
多少时候我们借着骄傲，我们跟撒旦在这里有关系，我们也不知道。
And through pride, we're actually entering relation with Satan. We did not realize it.
多少时候我们因着骄傲在这里羞辱了自己，我们竟然不知道。
And through our own pride, we brought shame into our own lives, and we do not know it.
主啊，你的话不仅仅是光。
Lord, your word is not only light.
你的话更是生命。
Your word is life.
你不仅仅让我们看见了自己的本相。
Not only do you allow us to see our true conditions.
而这个生命能够来改变我们。
But your life is able to come and change us.
耶稣自己的生命也来替代我们。
The life of Jesus, oh, come and replace our life.
哦，耶稣，让我们常常屈膝来到你的面前。
Oh, Lord, we pray that oftentimes we would bow our knees and come before
you. 让你真是荣上加荣的来改变我们。
That from glory to glory. Truly, you would change us.
不是借着外面的要求和模仿
and not through outward requirements and imitations.
而是我们里面那么真实的与你亲近 让你流露出来。
We draw so near to you that you may really overflow in our lives.
主啊，让教会也因着在你面前更加的谦卑，好让教会承受更大的祝福。
Lord, we pray that our church would truly be more and more humble before you, that we may take on more and more of your blessings.
因着我们在这里服侍你的人，能够更加的依靠圣灵，而让你的工作能够更通行在我们中间。
That as we serve more and more people, we rely on the Holy Spirit.And that your work may move freely through us.
把我们每一个人都交在你手里。
Lord, we bring each and every one of us into your hands.
帮助我们。
Help us.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
That we may have the mind of Christ.
能够跟随耶稣的脚中心。
That we may follow your footsteps as we walk.
好让我们在各处显扬那因认识你而有的香气。
No matter where we go, we may bring forth the fragrance through the knowledge of Christ.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.